So it did have a big impact. The third time, I guess it was about the third that they closed it, we were psychologically ready.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't hurt.
Yeah, by that time. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They had determined we were not going to depend on it. So it's kind of like Hot Springs has done on their gambling.
Uh-huh.
And now they're beginning to grow without it. But at first, they felt they couldn't stand it.
Uh-huh.
But we have done a real good job, I think. And, of course, you know, always we've had furniture here. By being on the river, we've always had this industrial town.
Okay.
And, of course, we come back to river traffic now, which is almost full circle. My father helped on the river as a transport person when he first came here. And he was 18. And at the charge of all this family, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the fellows did in those days. But a lot of it has kind of come back that way, you know, because that's what they got their main traffic on the river.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always been a pretty good-sized industrial town. It's always been the kind of a town that could adjust, by golly, to just anything. And that's why I think we have many, many of our military people have come back here for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
They like the... We're not all that progressive financially. But it's a easy living town.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that's why a lot of people like it here. There's not any pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I know our son realizes that each time he comes back.
Mm-hmm. Cause
of course, he's been so accustomed to the east, the west, and the north.
And all the
He says there's all the difference in the world. So it's like another world. Even when he was in college, he said he could tell the difference when he got to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
He'd come down from Chicago to St. Louis, and he says, in those days you had porters. He said, you can tell the difference in the attitude of porters. But we're not progressive enough for people to want their young life, not so much here.
Mm-hmm.
This is their seeking time, you know, I think, and they need it. I was all for it. I didn't want any of them to come back here to live. I want them to see what else is out.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good attitude.
I just really feel that you need to do that. And so I say, I think it's great for our peace of mind, but... to really learn, you don't just stay in one little thing, to learn very much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think they've done well to not do it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good.
But it's a good town, and it says it's done well industrially here.
Mm-hmm. 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 If you were, do you know what people would use to break the ground with in the spring to plant? They have to.
You know, most of the time when I was a little girl, of course, I don't know very much about farming or anything,
mm-hmm.
not ever having lived around it, but it was just a pitchfork.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then when they make, if they'd be planting and they'd want to turn the ground, they'd use a
harrow.
Oh, they would?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what about...
Well, now, a plow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they use a regular plow and then harrow it with a...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, if people would sometimes... Now, would people in town have gardens?
Oh, yes. Most all people had gardens.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even so
mm-hmm.
everybody would just
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we didn't have. We never had gardens.
Oh, you never did?
Yeah. They had them around us a lot, but we never did. I think it's possibly because our parents were so busy bringing up so many kids.
Oh.
They didn't really have the time.
Yeah.
The men worked so many long hours in those days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about... when people would cut saw logs, did you ever see any of these X-shaped frames that there'd be two of them like this, and then they'd lay a log across it to chop wood?
I don't think I ever did, Mary.
And if and talking about fixing your hair, you say you fix it with a comb and a
brush. Mm-hmm.
And those things that they used to sharpen straight razors were.
That was what, in those days, they call them a strop.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess you'd say a strap.
Mm-hmm.
But they, for some reason or other, they said strop.
Mm-hmm.
Razor strop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They also used those for correction of children a lot of times. We were fortunate we didn't have that in our family, but a lot of kids did have.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, doesn't it?
What would people put in a pistol for ammunition?